Hey there, it's good to have you here for today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Choosing Hope, was written by Lisa Samra. I am one of the millions of people worldwide who suffer from SAD, seasonal affective disorder, a type of depression common in places with limited sunlight due to short winter days. When I begin to fear winter's frozen curse will never end, I'm eager for any evidence that longer days and warmer temperatures are coming. The first signs of spring, flowers successfully braving their way through the lingering snow, also powerfully remind me of the way God's hope can break through even our darkest seasons. The prophet Micah confessed this even while enduring a heart-rending winter as the Israelites turned away from God. As Micah assessed the bleak situation, he lamented that not one upright person seemed to remain. Yet even though the situation appeared dire, the prophet refused to give up hope. He trusted that God was at work, even if amid the devastation, he couldn't yet see the evidence. In our dark and sometimes seemingly endless winters, when spring doesn't appear to be breaking through, we face the same struggle as Micah. Will we give in to despair, or will we watch and hope for the Lord? Our hope in God is never wasted. He's bringing a time with no more winter, a time with no more mourning or pain. Until then, may we rest in Him, confessing, "My hope is in you." Today's Our Daily Bread devotional scripture reading is from Micah chapter 7, verses 2 through 7. The faithful have been swept from the land. Not one upright person remains. Everyone lies in wait to shed blood. They hunt each other with nets. Both hands are skilled in doing evil. The ruler demands gifts. The judge accepts bribes. The powerful dictate what they desire. They all conspire together. The best of them is like a briar, the most upright worse than a thorn hedge. The day God visits you has come, the day your watchmen sound the alarm. Now is the time of your confusion. Do not trust a neighbor. Put no confidence in a friend. Even with the woman who lies in your embrace, guard the words of your lips. For a son dishonors his father. A daughter rises up against her mother. A daughter-in-law against her mother-in-law. A man's enemies are the members of his own household. But as for me, I watch and hope for the Lord. I wait for God, my Savior. My God will hear me. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, during difficult seasons of life, it's so easy to be discouraged. In those hard times, help us place our hope in you. And in every single season of our lives, help us share with others the peace we have in knowing you. Thank you, Lord. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.